Wait, let me look that up on the internet real quick.
TagCastPodcast.com.
And now it's time for the TagCast Podcast with Terry and Gatch. My name's Terry Guile.
I don't like your jerk off name. I don't like your jerk off face. I don't like your jerk off behavior. And I don't like you, jerk off.
See, because I paid a lake for weed like in the 70s and I never got the real one back.
You just got tagged.
What you just said is one of the most insanely idiotic things I have ever heard. Everyone in this room is now dumber for having listened to it. May God have mercy on your soul.
And his name is Dustin Gatchel.
I heard in Hawaii, your spam email is your good email.
The TagCast Podcast starts right now.
Gary Busey?
I'm Mike Wallace.
They start random searching. Everybody's shit.
And oh, sick.
And he has a piss
corn
bag.
And peanuts.
He has a piss bag in his lunchbox.
That's what I want. Sweet.
And then I want to get paid.
Bullshit. Have you ever done heroin?
I'm in.
But I'm also going to be pee testing you.
No shit.
Yep.
How much?
So I'll drink more.
Drop the beat, Gatch. This is my first beat ever. This is the first beat ever. This is my first beat ever.
Gee!
A lot of chameleons out there trying to change up. Anytime something new comes along, everybody wants a bite.
I'm choking on a fresh
Someone's
beat.
At the door, yo.
It's Friday. And you know you ain't got no job.
I want to get high, so high. I want to get high.
So get off your Xbox Call of Duty. You suck anyway.
Faggot.
Listen up.
I want to get high.
You noob.
Wiki, wiki, wiki.
Boom. Hold it in, Terry.
Merry Christmas.
Don't be wasting that shit.
Oh.
Yeah. No,
I can't.
You can't toast with an empty.
Sure I can.
Terry toasting with an empty.
It's a ghost shot is what it is, what I got. It's a ghost shot. Don't get me drunk, get me hot. It's a ghost shot. What you want, what you got. It's a ghost shot. Introduce the show, Murphy.
You can't toast with an empty. This is the TagCast podcast.
With your host,
Terry.
Jerry.
Oh, I'm the host.
Terry Murphy.
We morphed.
I'm Jerry Guile.
This is Terry Murphy.
And
I'm
the
Jerry
wind.
Gatch.
The wind is Gustin Datchel.
And we're all up in here.
It's Friday and we're partying up in this biznitch.
Final episode of season 4.
We're sad.
Fuck yeah.
But happy at the same time.
5 is a monumental number, is it not?
How long it's a power been number. How long have been since you listened to the Black Sunday CD by Cypress Hizzle?
Been so long.
I believe it's B-Real's birthday today.
Never.
It was like 2 years ago.
It's been a long
His
time.
His birthday was 2 years ago?
The last time I listened to.
All right. I loaned my Rockstar CD to my friend Wade Mock.
Was Kim Thale in that band? That one guy looked like Kim Thale.
Yeah, and he just said, hum, 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 hum.
Was he a hype man or was he a lead?
He was a hype man.
Right on.
What, Kim Thale?
No.
And I was running to that tune right there. But and I was trying not to step on a crack.
If you think about it, backup singers are hype men. Right?
Totally.
Mm-hmm. What?
Yeah. They do the hype. They do the Flavor Flav thing.
Just look at the pips. Yep. Those motherfuckers were pip.
Do you know what a pip is, Jerry, on a card?
On like a playing
is that
card.
When you have like
poker.
A white head comes to the surface, is that a pip?
No, that's a pimple.
It is now.
Oh.
No, a pip on a playing card.
No.
Like
all right, then.
Let him know. Gachamo.
It's with the little thing
Splain.
On there.
Splain
it's
yourself.
A little thing. Each of the little symbol things.
You got
like
some
the diamond
splaining
the,
to do.
Diamond.
So the heart.
You've heard of Satchmo?
No.
You haven't?
No.
Satchmo. You never heard of him? Well, you know who Satchmo is, don't
it
you?
Sounds like Fat Albert.
Yeah, Louis Joe Satchmoiani.
No, Louis Armstrong.
Oh, okay.
Well, you guys failed the test for old black people that go, this is Gachmo right here.
Gachmo.
Hey.
Gachmo and Stitch.
Me is T-Guile. T-Guile.
What am I?
You are J-Murph.
That's original.
How about how about Jerry Murr?
Can I do the whole episode as Blind Lim and Chitlin?
Blind Melon.
Yeah.
It's Blind Melon.
Is it Blind Melon?
Yeah.
No, Blind Melon is the band and Blind Lemon is the guy.
But there's Blind Melon Chitlin is the Cheech and Chong character.
I thought it was Blind Lemon.
Going downtown, gonna see my girl. Gonna sing her a song. Gonna show her my ding dong. Wait. Blind Baby, hey, I'm gonna hit you up with the lyrics here. Hey, take his shoes off there. I think it's fucking up with this. Put the shoes back on. Hey, Blind Baby, I got a problem with the lyrics here.
Yeah.
Let me see if I get this straight. Going downtown, gonna see my gal, gonna sing her a song, gonna show her my ding dong. Yeah, ding dong. That's right, ding dong. All right. Hey, Blind Baby.
Yeah.
What is this ding dong you're talking about here?
I think he's going to show you, JR. Zip.
Oh, my God. Look at the size of that thing. We'll never get it on the album cover. You could play jump rope with it, though. Yeah, that's a classic.
Classic, man.
And that's what we're doing here today on the final episode as we're revisiting classics. We're going to be unveiling some classics that you've never heard before. We've got Jerry Murphy, a guest host. Me and Gats are guests on the show today. First time. You got any questions you want to ask us about horses or seahorses or sea monkeys or sawhorses?
No, sir.
Bacon, Heineken, Dr. Pepper, camels, whatever. Mountain Dew, pizza, sunglasses, headphones, TV sets. How about Tupperware?
I got something to say about Tupperware.
Okay.
Bring it.
All right. Tupperware, there's a government-approved $10 million.
For Tupperware?
To breed burpless cows to cut down on methane pollution.
$16 billion deficit. And we're funding a program to do what?
To create burpless cows to cut down on methane.
What about fartless?
Well, that makes sense. That, of course.
All right, pick a number between
you gotta,
one,
it's gotta
one
come
and 12.
Out of one hole.
11.
1 and 12.
All right. You know, I already got it.
Oh, 11. Holy fucking goddamn it.
I didn't
even let Jerry.
You got to watch out for that dice, though, because it can.
Is it 11 heavy?
No, it tells future.
11 is heavy, dude.
What happens on 11?
Hey,
I can't tell you.
You've watched Spinal Tap.
Recently.
Is 11 heavy? Is that even a question?
It's one louda. It's
is
one louda.
I will demonstrate with the die. Dude, the oracle.
It just landed on 7.
I know, the oracle is all changing. All right.
So it just went 7-11.
Right. I'm going to, all right, so focus on a number, Jerry. Don't tell me what it is. Tell me what it is. Focus on a number.
Just keep it in your mind.
It's not the one that's going to come up.
He's been working with Woody Harrelson recently.
All right, so.
Very good.
All right. The number came up 10.
Don't look.
Don't tell me which one you picked. It's going to correlate both of them together to give me a picture. And sometime there is going to be illness in your family, is what I'm seeing from the number.
This is a joint effort as well. I'm getting an M. Is there someone with an M in their name that's in your family?
Mm-hmm.
Oh, my God, yes.
All right.
There is.
So that person.
They're going to get sick.
They're going to have diarrhea sometime within the next month.
Or they'll die.
a real bad death.
Mm-hmm.
It's diarrhea or die a real bad death. I can't quite get that. It's really foggy
it
right now.
It is fuzzy. It is fuzzy.
Now, one of those is worse. What would you think it would be?
I was just curious. Is there such thing as a good death? Just
oh, yeah. Like if you
really
die.
Good death?
Like if you were getting blown by a hot chick and then you had another one sitting on your face and you suffocated.
Mm-hmm.
That would be a good death.
Or death by cunnilingus.
That's right. Yep. You would die of throat cancer.
Yeah.
So the original question was, who in your family with the name of M is sick right now?
Well,
don't answer yet.
Mm-hmm. Also, let me roll.
We got one more die to roll.
Yep. Uh-oh. Okay. 8.
See, now that changes everything.
It does change everything. There is definitely change coming in your future.
You know why? Because she ate something that's given her diarrhea. Uh-huh. So now she's not going to die a real bad death. She's going to have diarrhea.
Yes. And you will have change. The change in your
her
future.
Her name is M.
The change in your future
Tim
is
Murphy.
In your couch cushions. Make sure you check them when you get home.
See, he didn't even
the
realize
couch
that
cushions?
I.
That's where the change is in your future.
I chose a letter that was in his last name, and he didn't even realize it when I said M. There's someone
hey,
in your family with the name.
Guess what?
All of them.
Yeah.
I didn't realize it. I was going with it. What the fuck? I've had this name my whole life.
Dude, you were hypnotized the whole time.
You want to listen back to the tape? Because we got it on tape.
We got it on tape.
Dude, did you win the lottery?
I'm checking my numbers, man.
Did you buy a bad... Oh. Okay.
It's all about numbers. All
right.
We had a 10, and we had an 8,
uh-huh.
and a 5.
Yeah.
And I have tens and eights and fives.
Okay, I'll give you guys a topic. Talk about it.
Ladies wipe from the front to the back.
Oh, I just want to say, you know.
So they got
corded,
pissy assholes?
Will.
Yeah, but you don't want a shitty vagina.
you don't want a lottery? We're going to have a good party.
Okay, cool.
All right, man.
What's the prize? 5 mil?
Fuck, I don't. Who cares, dude?
If it's a meal,
you know what you won't have to do.
It's a party, and you're invited, man.
You know what you're not going to have to do with that money?
What?
Buy Lou Reed a new liver because he just got one.
He got a liver transplant.
Have to buy him another new one if he just got one.
No, you don't have to worry about buying him one. If you win the lottery, but you should go down and buy one of those coconut Three Musketeers because those are pretty good. Look at me throwing two topics in on your topic.
You know what that is?
It's double.
That's double fisting your topic.
They're like trying to associate one candy bar with another one. Like this one's doing well, but the Almond Joy is not doing so well. So
it
we're going to have a coconut fucking Three Musketeer.
I was disappointed that it was two pieces of Musketeers in one wrapper like a mound. But there wasn't coconut in it. It's coconut flavor.
We've got to stop for station identification.
Sounds of a marblehead. You're listening.
Can I have another shot of your Jägermeister?
Yes, you can.
Thank you.
This is Alex Trebek, and you're listening to DudesChillin.com.
Dude, see? That sounded just like Alex Trebek.
That was him. Check out this one.
John Revere, you're listening to the Sick Daddy Radio Network.
Guys.
He's from Boston, in case you couldn't tell.
Mm-hmm.
This is Fred Gwynn, you're listening to Sick Daddy Radio Network.
See, we've got a lot of sponsors.
I love Fred Gwynn. Fred Gwynn did that before he passed in like 92.
We were thinking about having the podcast 21 years ago, and it didn't flesh out till now.
This is Siri, and you're listening to Dudes Chillin' Network.
See, even Google, iPhone listens to us.
Yep.
This is George Washington, and you're listening to the podcast cast on Dudes Chillin'
Radio.
You
know, that sound like George Washington doing a Gatch impression.
It was.
He was famous for doing that.
That
was
his forefather.
It was my forefathers. All four of my fathers were
rolled
George Washington.
Rolled into one. Just rolled into one.
Yep.
Okay, here's the last one.
Yeah, this is Drunk Wade. You're listening to Sick Daddy Radio.
You don't know Drunk Wade? Drunk Wade is a celebrity from Brownsville. Okay, I was lying.
Drunk Wade? Is that like
was he in Stand By Me?
It's always sweeping the sidewalk.
This is the Burning Bush, and you're listening to Sick Daddy Radio.
That's from the Bible.
From Three Amigos?
No, from the Bible.
Yeah, from the Bible.
This is Jesus Christ, and you're listening to the Sick Daddy Radio podcast.
And this is all from, have you been to our website? It's called
DudesChillin.com.
You totally do.
Yeah, dude, let's do one. Go for it.
This is
Jesus Satan.
And I'm Jesus Christ Ego.
Whoa. You should do that one again.
But what are you doing? Are you listening to a radio or a podcast?
Oh, yeah, I got to do that, right?
This is Satan, and you're listening to me.
always.
Hi, this is Satan. And I'm naughty.
Hey, it's Friday, in case you guys forgot, and we're drunk. Okay.
No, we're not.
Oh, we are. Just pretend. Just
we're
go with
intoxicated.
It.
Intoxicated. Drunk is like one shot away.
I was already drunk on pills before we started. That's my new saying. Hey, I put a thing on the website the other day that said topics, and Gary Hutchings came from left field and said, "Nice picks on here, dude. Who is this big gay owl in your contacts? And why are there dollar signs in the listing?" That had nothing to do with anything. So I don't know if he accidentally commented on the wrong page or if he'd been drinking as much as we have or
who
what
is
happened.
This big gay owl in your contacts?
And why are there dollar signs in the listing? I have no answers for you, Gary.
Huh.
Gary! Like, now, Gary, suck my cock, Gary.
It sounds like
play with your twig and berries for
sounds like an answer to a Craigslist ad.
I could be, but I didn't post a Craigslist ad. Oh, I forgot to mention our other sponsor today. Today's episode is brought to you by Granny's Roach Butter, a slow-churn, down-home, authentic roach flavor and love.
Now, are you talking roaches with roaches or like just like bits and ends of
There's
joints.
Different choices. You could have the ends of joints or the bug.
Oh, right on. I'll take both.
You'll take both?
Yeah.
Dude, don't be stingy.
Yeah. Did you guys hear that there is a new gender down in Australia?
No.
Uh-uh.
A new gender. Are you curious?
I am.
Are you gender curious?
Is it a me fail?
No.
Oh.
No.
What are they called?
Neither.
So what, they're like asexual or?
There's now bathrooms for neither.
Oh, what not male
go,
or female.
What if you're a neither and you go into one of the other bathrooms? Are you a neither bender?
I don't know.
No, you're bi neither.
I would be offended, though.
You're bi neither.
Right? You're supposed to be offended when that happens.
I'm offended just by hearing about it, actually.
A neither.
Yep. We now have a new gender, a third gender. Neither.
It's bullshit is what
androgyny.
It is. Fuck that, dude.
And my another story, and this is brilliant. This is my brilliant guy of the season. He painted a crosswalk on a regular road so he could cross it.
Yeah.
Legally.
That is brilliant.
Well, it is, huh?
Like on a highway?
But he got busted for vandalism.
I thought you were going to say he got hit. He got ran over. That would have been excellent.
Just put a stop sign wherever you go. If you just walked around holding a stop sign, would that be illegal?
I don't think so.
You have like a high-vis vest on or something to be legit, right?
Yeah.
Yeah, and you could just act like there was construction.
Just keep walking down the street and everybody just keeps backing up and then they go right after past
you. It's like, who's he stopping traffic for?
That'd be a good Jackass skit.
Himself. No, dude. What you do is you stop traffic and then you like motion nothing across. And, like, wait, and then you give a little nod like, thank you for waiting. Okay, continue.
Yeah, yeah, or like that one guy, the muscle builder directing traffic commercial.
Yeah, for sure.
Where he's doing the poses and he's holding them.
Now, speaking of commercials, this
those
might be a little
funny
off
and witty
the
first time.
Have you guys seen the fucking out of the park Old Spice commercials lately?
Oh wait,
like
shot in the park.
No, there's some Old Spice commercials now that just seem like it's some fake commercial.
I have not.
I can't even remember them because they're so whacked out.
I'll have
but,
to check them out.
If you see them, watch them and then laugh because it's fucking weird.
Did you know Ozzy once got shot in the park?
But you're to blame. So he got shot in the park.
Mm-hmm.
One step away from you.
Yep. He got shot in the park.
And also Bon Jovi, but he was
Ozzy's not here.
Ice cream truck.
Oh, yeah.
You guys want something, man?
No, but I just like to hear the music.
Ice Cream Man is coming!
I want
Oh, that's the one that plays Music Box Dancer.
Look, he's got a vending candy machine on the back bumper, dude. Look.
To put,
he's
like,
got,
for gumballs.
He's got a quarter gumball machine on the back bumper.
Hey, you got to make money. Yeah, you got to make money.
That's fucking awesome, dude.
He should be
But he's only got one. I bet you he can't wait to get that second one on there to balance it out.
Okay, you're familiar with Ice Cream Man, the song by Van Halen.
I'm the Oscar Mayer.
Okay.
Stop me when I'm...
Van Halen. David Lee Roth is known for doing a little skibbity scat.
Slibbity splade.
When they stop for the first break and he's like, I got boom bop madaba, big duh. Okay, what?
Boop bop, bop,
push-ups too.
It says Dixie cups.
So what's, he say what's he say before push-ups too?
So I looked it up on
vanilla.
Bim bop banana.
Bim bop banana.
There, and then on the website, elyrics.com, it says bim bop banana pops.
He does not say
that,
pops.
That's what they think the whole thing is.
Because he goes,
push up.
He does one of those DLR hiccups where he's like, I got boo mama, digs and cups. That's exactly what he does. We listened to that for 4 seconds. I used to think they said pink lemonade, dicks and cups. And then
I thought he said boom bop vanilla.
I thought he said boom bop banana.
Okay, cool.
I thought it was just like scatting. I thought the whole thing was a scat.
So I looked up the original version by a black gentleman named John Brim. He's totally different. He says, I got an ice cream sandwich, dicks and cup. Ice cream sandwich, and then another one he said, I got, and then the second verse he said, I got good lemonade and Dixie cups.
It could be any four-syllable thing, though.
Bip, bop, banana, pop, Dixie cup.
Yeah. I got
gout in my toe and what the fuck?
I got gout in my leg.
Now that was
Dixie cups.
That was just a total item of controversy for a week in my
the
household.
The only thing I'm going to believe is the old vinyl sleeve.
It doesn't say. Dude, I got it. I got it on vinyl. And the website.
All right, the old cassette then.
Bim Bop Banana Pop is what it says.
I will revert back. Then it goes to the tape. Bim it goes to the cassette banana. Liner.
I'm tired of this subject. Remember when I was talking about remember when I was talking about those Iron Maiden beers in Sweden that they wouldn't release because it had a skull on it?
Yeah.
What a bunch of douchers.
I thought you would like to know this. So a British brewery in Sweden. Oh, not in Sweden. Britain is not Sweden. They said that a Sweden state-run liquor monopoly has accepted the Iron Maiden's beer after the company toned down the label, just focusing on Eddie's face, because they tried to release this Trooper beer.
Oh, it had a skull on it, so they just focused on Eddie's face. That made the skull go away.
Well, he had weapons and stuff.
That thing's creepier than any skull you could draw.
No. You guys know the cover of the Trooper single with Eddie and the flag, and he's got weapons and shit. You can't have weapons on alcohol in Sweden because it says alcohol laws don't allow elements of war or aggressiveness on alcoholic products. We couldn't sell the Trooper beer without changing the design, but at least they've met in the middle, and now you can get Iron Maiden beer in Sweden. And that's awesome.
That is awesome.
They're happy to announce that.
In Russia, you can get cigarettes for $1 a pack.
Really? I heard that in Canada, cigarette packages have pictures of diseased organs on them that are affected by smoking, like blackened lungs and livers that are all fucked up from smoking.
Most Canadians roll your own because packs are so expensive over there, too.
And they're explicit.
They're
really gross looking.
Yeah. I've seen some, man. They are pretty nasty.
So there's a local
comedian. A lot of people that I've known from Canada that smoke, I'm pretty sure they roll your own. They get those little tube cigarettes.
Yeah, but you don't get cancer in Canada.
Yeah, if you do, you got health care at least. But
because there's an imaginary line in the sand. Actually, on the map, it's even a different color.
You know what it
really is?
That's
because they don't have oral sex over there.
It's a menagerie lion. A menagerie lion. Think about that for 3 days and then get back to me.
I just thought about it.
Just think that if you had like alcohol.
I already got it.
With a picture on it of like fat chicks with babies and fist fights.
Well, what about, like, why not just have...
That's the effects of alcohol, fat chicks with babies and fist fights.
What about, if you sell a corn dog, you got, like, a picture of a guy with one testicle because he had it cut off because of something barely related to fucking vegetable oil or something.
That was close. You almost overflowed.
Wouldn't that be like... So,
I love that word almost.
I love that world.
So if, like, hot dogs caused, like... testicle cancer, then you would have like a pair of balls right above all the hot dogs that you sold.
When I was in Japan a long time ago, I'm just walking down the sidewalk.
Uh-huh.
This is like Roppongi or something. It's like next to Tokyo.
Roppongi?
How long did it take you to walk from Japan from one end to the other?
I did not do that, but I'm going to get to the point. So there's a doctor's office, and it's just like a little hole in the wall, right? But it had like a, you know, like a plexiglass board. And it had all these different nasty pictures of nasty things.
Did you ever buy any underwear out of the vending machine?
No, but they had everything you could think of in a vending machine. There's no.
Did they have vending machines in the vending machine?
Good one. No,
that's not mine. That's not mine. I will give that to Mitch Hedberg.
Yep.
But they did have. I mean, you could get a porno.
Could you get a
disposable camera?
Could you get
a 40-ouncer and a thing of soup?
Could I get a Bim Bop banana and my porno too, right in the same machine?
In a Dixie cup with an ice cream salmon.
Yep.
Because that's
could
what
I get
really
all
said.
Those in one machine.
I got an ice cream salmon.
If I could get, because I like a good porn magazine and an ice cream sandwich to stick my dick into when I'm looking at
you
a porn magazine.
Best?
Hey, if I knew
what,
this was going to be that kind of party, I'd stick my dick in the Eskimo pie.
A good porn magazine or a bad porn magazine?
Sometimes the bad one is better, man. Have you?
But you're like,
are you a fan of Taboo?
Have you ever found a bag of porn in the woods?
Yeah.
Well, who
do you, do you enjoy an
it's
occasional?
It's all moldy and shit, right?
Yeah.
Why is there always
it?
Bags of porn in the woods?
Yeah. Because then nobody wants to touch them after
bag
they roll around
in
them.
Big bag of porn in the woods. Beep bop a doop a doop a doop a doop. I'm your old porn man. I got mold in between my pages. And all my pages are guaranteed to be stuck together. Woo!
A new study says one out of 13 people have ape feet.
I thought you were going to say AIDS.
What is that?
Ape feet.
What about ape tip?
Yeah, feet's like
ape. How many apes have human feet?
One out of 26.
One out of three ladies over 185 pound has ape tit. You ever seen ape tit? Yeah, dude, they hang like a fucking sock full of rocks.
It's like you when
hear,
you pick it up to
or a
suck
water,
it, you got to pick it up like a piece of pepperoni.
Exactly.
Pizza,
it's like
a pepperoni hanging like, off the end.
It's like a bread sack full of water. Exactly.
And then you pick up the other slice. Natter.
Yeah. Did you know that Brad Pitt now has trouble recognizing his wife because he can't recognize her by her tits either?
She had a double mastectomy. Angelina Jolie did.
And he can't recognize people by their face.
She's already a weirdo, man. I mean, come on.
She fucked her brother.
How do you think his kids feel?
She just sucked his face.
Oh.
How do you think his kids feel when he doesn't recognize them daily?
Well, they're a Nigerian or something, aren't they? I wouldn't recognize them either.
What would be effed up, dude, is if you went on vacation in Nigeria.
No offense to any Nigerian listeners.
You know what was fucked up the other day? I was watching a video from North Korea, and it was about the propaganda of America. It was the reverse stuff. And it was talking about, and their brand is, check out these two famous actor and actress. Their brand is called Brangelina, and they also shop for children in third world countries.
What's the truth?
Well, are you saying their propaganda is true?
I'm saying propaganda is universal. It doesn't matter what language you speak or where the fuck you're at. Propaganda is propaganda. That's what I'm getting at.
I'm saying Sharon is propaganda.
Could you guys quit arguing?
I'm not arguing.
We're just talking about
propaganda.
Now you guys are both attacking me.
Argument is not necessarily a negative thing.
Do you remember that DRI song that Void used to do? Argument then war. You want a fucking war? Stop
don't be
arguing.
Hitting me up with your propaganda
no
on about what an
wars,
argument
man.
Is.
Okay.
Give peace a chance.
Here I am.
I don't want to hear any propaganda about what an argument is.
I'm the master of change of subject. So it's our final episode of the season.
That sounds like propaganda to me.
Final episode
I'm
of the
start
season.
A coalition against these coalitions. This
you
is
should.
Bullshit.
Bullshit. I'm going to collect signatures against petitions.
Yeah.
That's right.
So I'll sign that, man, to outlaw petitions.
I'm against all these rivalists.
I'm against all these people except for me sticking dicks in ice cream sandwiches.
I fucking hate people except you and you
and you
and you
and you.
And sometimes you.
And sometimes
what about those neither people?
I like them because they're interesting. Mm-hmm. I want to see what they can do.
Who they're they? Not... Gonna, but now that they're their own gender, they can't marry anyone. Legally, right? They, now they have to have their own marriage rules. And
they
got to
marry
rules.
Another neither.
Yep.
I love it when you stand before somebody and they say blah, 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 blah. And then you exchange some freaking metal things that go on your fingers. And then all of a sudden, you're legit.
Mm-hmm.
Before then, it wasn't real love, but now...
It's not about the ring, though. It's about the paper, right?
Yeah. Hey, I've been there, bro.
I'm there. Hey. I waited till I was 39 and 7/8.
Okay, my point is...
I was 39 and 7/8 years.
How many days old were you?
I appreciate marriage for what it is.
I was 6,500 months.
Does that ring on your finger make you any
more attractive to single ladies? They're like, oh, he's married. I wonder if I could suck his dick.
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah, and I'm like,
I get that problem all the time.
I'm separated, but I just can't bring myself to remove the wing. Be my wingman. Oh, man. So I was going to say something, but I can't recall. Oh, yeah. It's our final episode of season 4, and we have now conquered 91 countries, brother. The two newest countries to download the TagCast podcast.
Guess them. I'm going to go. One is in Central America. We can give them that one.
And here's
a
clue. Sacred Reich.
Costa Rica?
Nicaragua.
God damn it. Is that
they
close?
Don't surf
have a drink
they don't
for
surf
Nicaragua.
Costa Rica. They surf Nicaragua.
We've already had listeners in Costa Rica.
And Iran is also our 90th country.
Mm-hmm. Hey, what movie is this?
Charlie Don't Surf.
That's Pork Lips Now.
Yeah, buddy, come on.
Pork Lips. I have a shirt that says Charlie Don't Surf on the back. And on
Pork
the front
Lips Now.
Yeah. One time when I was like, okay, it was right around the time that Cheech and Chong's next movie came out, and I was probably 10, and I was at my parents' friend's house, and they had this new thing called HBO on their TV, and they played Apocalypse Now, and we watched it, and then after, they had a spoof called...
What was Cheech and Chong's next movie called?
Cheech and Chong's next movie.
Yeah, but the one after that.
Nice Dreams.
That's right.
Yeah.
Okay, sorry.
So then they had Pork Lips Now, which was a story about, I can't even remember because I was 10, but I just remember the title, and it's funny.
It like Spaceballs?
Kind of. It was like Apocalypse Now, but it was about a deli or
it's
something.
It's a parody now. Something like that, right?
I had a birthday parody just the other day.
Yeah?
I mean party. Parody on, Garth.
Parody on, Wayne.
Do you like the parody?
Were you born in 69?
Eight.
Yeah.
68.
We're Generation X. 7-11, did you know that?
69,
yes. I learned something about the generations. Now, you know how there's a Generation X.
Right. What date did you get married on? Y. It was August, right?
August 15th.
All right.
2008. He's trying to figure out how many days old I was when I got married. But anyway, what was I talking about?
Why does that matter?
I don't know, because he's weird. It's the same way.
I ask the question, I want an answer.
It's like the same way that the babies or mothers call their babies aged like a prison sentence. Oh, he's 37 months. No, he's just over 3 years. No, well, what'd you get? I got sentenced to 42 months. So like 4 years? No.
It was 9 months and then he got out.
Yeah, he was sentenced to a life of embryonic fluid.
Ooh.
How much is it?
I don't know.
You didn't find it?
It doesn't load that fast.
Oh,
you overestimate the powers of my phone and its network.
Well, I overestimate the power of everybody. Oh, man.
You had a bit you were going to play, right?
Yeah, I got a few. So you did watch Django Unchained?
I did.
All right. Did you watch Arrested Development since we last talked to you?
No.
Dude, you've had 2 days to fucking watch it.
I know.
So, have you ever watched the Oprah Winfrey Network? It's called the OWN Network, OWN.
I have it going 24/7.
Really?
Yeah.
Okay, well,
whack off to it.
They are going to be the first channel to actually play the edited version of Django Unchained. You didn't hear about this?
I did, but I didn't want to spoil it.
Oh, okay. All right, so we're going to run. This is an actual promo from Django Unchained. Check this out. It's kind of funny. Oh, wait. That's not going to work because I'm retarded. Jerry, you should always bring more Jägermeister to the party because Dustin only had a fifth.
Our Jägermeister was gone on Monday.
Yeah, but whose are we drinking today? Gachalopagolagus?
Gachalopagus.
Yep. Okay, here we go.
Coming this summer to the Oprah Winfrey Network. The film LA Times calls provoking, appalling, downright entertaining. Django Unchained, starring Jamie Foxx and Leonardo DiCaprio.
You see, you want to buy B-Dest?
African-American.
I mean, those all the B-Dest.
African-Americans.
Don't want to sell. You don't want to buy them.
African-Americans.
You want to sell.
It'd be like Bob and Tom and just laugh through it.
I don't sell.
African-Americans.
I don't want to sell.
Just when you thought Tarantino showed us all the cojones he has, in rides Django Unchained. The Boston Globe says it's simultaneously clear-eyed and completely out of its mind. Django Unchained with Don Johnson.
It's against the law for
African Americans
to ride horses in this territory. Django isn't a slave. Django is a free man, you understand? You can't treat him like any of the other
African Americans
around here because he ain't like any of the other
African Americans
around here. You got it?
He can't also say nigger on TV.
Samuel L. Jackson as Stephen, a role some critics are calling the ultimate Sam Jackson role.
Who? This
African American.
Django.
I ask you, who this
African American
on that name?
I ask you.
Can't believe you brought
African American.
Stay in the big house. Your daddy rolling over in this goddamn grave right now. Nigga in the skateboard.
Django Unchained this summer on the Oprah Winfrey Network.
The Django! You black son of a bitch!
The D is silent, nigga.
What do you think? The D is silent, nigga.
The D is silent, African American.
Have you ever seen a show where they blatantly bleep out, like, fucking with
darn it?
Yeah, so that was our catch on that.
I haven't noticed now, though, a lot of shows, especially in the reality genre, you'll notice blatant overdubs just in the thing. It'll be like, you'll see the host, and you'll hear the sounds of, like, they'll be outside or whatever. Just right. The natural sounds, and then their voice will just sound just a little bit different, like, and obviously just a quick edit just to throw them in saying a phrase that, you know, didn't quite pick up well, or maybe they mumbled or whatever in the original, or,
you know, dude,
they just want to add an extra point.
What's the word?
Beyonce.
The Beyonce, the Green Hulk.
When it doesn't quite match up. That's mm-hmm. called a Beyonce.
Lip sync A.
Yeah.
Dude, they're
fucking Prius.
They are cruel to her online, aren't they?
Oh, yeah, but she deserves it. She deserves it.
Oh, I'm not saying she doesn't deserve it or whatever.
You just said she didn't deserve it.
No, I said she was.
Rewind the tape. He said. She doesn't deserve it.
That's not what I'm saying, though. You know,
I guess you said she doesn't deserve it now that we rewound the tape.
Yeah.
Did that get...
Yeah, see, I said she didn't deserve it. I mean, you know, but I'm not saying she doesn't deserve it.
You said she doesn't deserve it.
Wait.
Rewind the tape. She doesn't deserve it.
I said she didn't deserve it.
You said she did, though.
I'm not saying she doesn't deserve
you
it.
You did say she
what the
doesn't,
fuck
though.
Is this Groundhog Day? Let's go forward.
But what I'm saying is that she's...
What are you trying to say?
It's crazy.
Hans,
it's funny though.
Hans is having a good time right now.
Yeah,
Hans always
probably throwing one of these, man. You know what one of these is?
That's a diamond, bro.
Yeah, it's
not a fucking diamond.
Oh no, you're doing the O for like
O.
The Oregon thing.
Is that a vagina?
It's a triangle, man.
That is not a triangle. I don't know what fucking geography.
Dude, that looks more like. That looks more like a rough rhombus to me.
I don't know what geometry class you went to, even though it took me three guesses on what the real word was. Geology?
You got it. What is that?
That's a pussy.
It looks more like it's a triad.
Yeah.
It's a triad.
It's a four-sided object is what it looks like to
Dude,
me.
Triad
created
means
by your fingers.
Three, not four.
I know, but the one was invisible.
Oh, my God.
I have trouble recognizing people's left thumbs.
Did you know also during season four, I traveled out to Maine to do an interview with a sea captain?
He did.
No.
You want
to
hear?
We had no money to send us both.
Yeah, I had to go by myself, but I recorded it, and this is what it sounded like. It's an interview. Hello, we are aboard the Minnow ship with Captain Bart McCall. Bart is a huge fan of the TagCast podcast. He's listened to all of our episodes while net fishing for two. How you doing, Bart?
Well, I'm doing just fine. I'm really excited to have you aboard the Minnow Shop.
Max, what the fuck you doing over there? You're going to get yourself hurt. Get back in the cabin room, boy.
Oh, thanks for having us. We just left the port about 2 hours ago. I'll have to tell you, Bart, I love tuna, especially fresh tuna.
I do, too. That's why I'm out here. I find the ocean to be the relaxing way to spend my
time. Kevin, you piece of shit, how many times I told you not to play around on the deck? Get your ass off the fucking deck.
Let me ask you something. When did you first find a love of tuna?
I first found it in the summer of 1983. I was with my Pappy John and Grandpappy Earl. We were out here in this very spot.
Joanne, you worthless cunt belly. Why are you hanging from the lookout? You're supposed to be watching for pirate ships.
Pirate ships? Pirate ships out here?
Well, just a few, but you don't see them around very often. But we always like to have someone up there just in case.
Peter, you goddamn whore! You're supposed to be steering the ship!
Maybe this isn't the best time to be doing this interview.
No, it's fine. Things are fine. It's just as sometimes...
Carlos, you motherfucker! You ain't snorkeling out in the waters again! If I find you taking a nap alongside that boat again, so help me out!
Maybe we should go in the kitchen and see what's going on for dinner. I'm starting to get a little bit hungry.
Yes, that's a good idea. It's over here.
All right, I'll follow you.
Anyway, you get what I'm saying about how the sounds of the waves are so relaxing, just the sounds alone.
Fred Wynn, what the fuck are you doing here?
Sometimes dead is better. I have tears in my eyes, actually, because I hadn't listened to that before. Whew! That's what we call comedy gold right
there. That was gold, man. I enjoyed that.
God damn it, boy!
Thanks for those voiceovers, Jerry. You did a great job.
Dude, I gotta fucking... Give me a minute.
Are you cramping up?
It's like the curb theory where you gotta, like,
dude,
soak in and laugh.
So tight. That my was fucking great. You gotta sell that for, like...
We are. I told you we're making a comedy album. It's gonna include that, and it will also... it will include this little ditty as well. Check this out. Hi, welcome to the dollar store. How can I help you?
Yeah, how much are your candy bars?
2 for $1.
Okay, I'll take one.
All right, that'll be $1.
I thought they were 2 for $1.
They are.
Okay, I just want one.
That will be $1.
I'm not quite familiar with...
Sir, this is the dollar store. Everything is $1.
But your candy bars are 2 for $1.
Or 1 for $1.
That doesn't make any sense.
Sure it does.
How?
We don't have any change. We are the dollar store.
I have 2 quarters. I want 1 candy bar. They are 2 for $1.
Or 1 for $1.
How about 75 cents for one?
I can't do that, sir. How about you just buy 2 candy bars for $1 and you can save one for later?
I don't want a candy bar later.
Sir.
Fine, give me 2 goddamn candy bars.
All right, that'll be $1.18 after tax. That might be okay. What happened? That wasn't quite as funny, but...
It's a drier. No, it's a dry humor on that one.
That's a little...
Dude, it is funny, but my kid used to work at the dollar store, so I'm very familiar with how ridiculous it is. So
right.
It wasn't
This is based true story based upon the one that was at the old Safeway.
The Dollar Tree.
Yes. Not the Dollar Tree, but the dollar store. I don't know if it's still there, but...
It always had those banners that said everything's a dollar.
Yeah.
Yeah. That place is empty now.
The shit there was too expensive, so they shut down.
Can I get 2 candy bars for $1? No, it's $1.18. Yeah, so yeah, we've got a few little skits like that. We might save one for later. And Dustin has a new podcast now called Hot Topics with Tom Topic.
Hey, Pickle Dicks.
And I got a new podcast coming out called Stories on One Leg.
Mm-hmm.
I'm going to try to get some guests. I'm going to do an initial
episode. Are you going to put a cast on the end? I wouldn't be a fan of putting a cast on the end, but it kind of would be like your leg cast.
My leg's not broken, so I don't need a cast on it.
Oh, shit.
So here's a sneaker for the new intro.
This is Terry Guile, and have I got a story for you? Won't tell you a
It's Stories on One Leg with me, Terry Guile.
I always like...
See, that's my...
That's my story, and I'm shitting poo it.
I'm shitting poop.
Yep.
That's my story, and I'm shitting poop.
Or I always like singing my... Probably the one I enjoy singing the most is... My baby wrote me a letter, but me and Ron always sing it. My baby shipped me a sweater.
Whoa.
And then we always talk about how weird that would be, that someone just, they would eat a bunch of yarn, and then they would just shit you a sweater. That would be a lot of skill.
It would be awesome.
You would have to have some muscle magic.
Weezer, like, video. Except it's coming out your ass.
Shit my sweater. Yeah, Weezer. Yeah. Shitting sweaters.
You gotta have some tight muscles in the stomach area, though, to knit that while it's in your stomach.
Spider-Man could do it.
And so for any of you listeners out there who have made it these four seasons and have not checked out Hot Topics with Tom Topic, he even has celebrity guests sometimes. Check this little teaser out right here.
Hey, Pickle Dicks, this is Hot Topics with Tom Topic, and welcome to a Celebrity Sunday edition. Bill Cosby, I have some topics for you. Favorite movie?
Yellow Pudding.
Favorite director?
Yellow Pudding.
Favorite actor?
Yellow Pudding.
Favorite actress?
Camille Pudding.
All right, this has been Hot Topics with Tom Topic.
He laughed. It might have been a courtesy laugh, but... No. So, yeah, I think there's like 18 episodes or 12 or something.
Yeah.
Like 18 or 12. Some guests...
About 15 up there. He took a week off.
Some guests include myself.
It's a daily podcast. There's a new one every day, except for this week. He's off. Huh? Every day.
Because they're like 30 seconds.
That was a whole episode.
That was a whole episode right there. That was a 27-second episode. Most of them
yeah,
were like...
There's 15 episodes up, and it's about 10 minutes total.
This is actually, check this out. This is the shortest episode of the podcast.
Hey, Pickle Dicks, this is Hot Topics with Tom Topic and Jared Nelson. I have a topic for you. Is NASCAR a sport?
Kind of.
All right, this has been Hot Topics with Tom Topic.
That's it, 16 yep. seconds. He's laughing, so this is working. I know he's drunk and been secondhand smoking weed all day.
Yeah,
but
apparently that does nothing.
It does nothing to your bloodstream.
It smells like marijuana burning.
Smells like teen spilling.
Secondhand, free-facing marijuana.
Last time you were on, Jerry, we created some comedy gold. And every time I listen to it, I think that you guys, like... That you must have let Jerry in on the plan that you were going to come and sing this because it fits so perfectly into what the original sketch was.
I didn't.
You know what I'm
that's
saying, though?
It,
you know what I'm talking about, though.
Branch, oh, totally.
Right.
The original Channing Tatum sketch about how, you know, Kimmel comes in and goes, hey, you mind if I give it a shot? And you did that same thing, and you guys kind of did it, and it was a brilliant moment, I believe, in... The tag cast history.
And
one
I don't
of my
know.
Favorite moments.
I don't know what episode that was, but
it was
I know
the last one Jerry was on.
It was episode 3-1.
What?
3001?
3001.
Sure, it wasn't 401? It has been long since we've had you on.
You mean we didn't have you on the whole season
what?
4?
No, it's 401.
All right.
No,
yeah.
Wait.
It's maybe like 404 or 406.
What's this one?
Well, all you guys got to do is go to YouTube and search Dustin all over your gatchel.
Yeah.
And,
This
here you can hear it finally in the edited form.
So,
I don't know
as
if you
guys
did.
Know, from Monday's episode, I tried to write a new theme for the TagCast podcast, but I wrote three of them, and it turned out I had ripped off everyone.
Everyone was a ripoff.
Another song. One ended up being a Tenacious D song. One was Thin Lizzy.
You
one was Jethro Tull.
You're better than that.
I know.
Jerry,
so thank you, Jerry.
But they were great. The lyrics were awesome.
So I've decided to rip off these guys. As well, but change the lyrics a little bit to apply more to our podcast. Now, this
so
is when
was,
you take
was...
your name, the first and last name of yourself or a friend or a co-host.
That's where I put it together.
You use it in this way. So it was kind of a smooth tune by Jamie Foxx on the piano, but I've only got a guitar. So. So here we go. It's a smooth tune. When you're waiting for the bus and it's 2 hours late, a cutie comes along and you got a date. You're gonna dustin' all over your gatchel.
Which kind of rhymes with asshole.
Now, does that sound bad to you? Like a...
It's kind of sexy.
What are you talking... Dude, that's...
I'm gonna dustin' all over your gatchel.
I don't even know what that means.
Say you're sitting in your car and you got no gas. You ain't got no money, can't afford no grass. I'm gonna dustin' all over my gatchel. Over my own gatchel.
Wait, is that like dirty or something?
No,
what are you saying?
It could mean whatever you want. Like you invite a girl over for a dinner and drink. And then she leaves early and you're not in the sink.
nut.
You're going to dust it all over your gacho.
That was a falsetto nut in the scene.
You know what that means?
No, but it's good. I like it.
So I stole that. It was from Channing Tatum.
You're better. Did you write those beforehand?
No, I was making those up off the top of my head.
Except for the first one.
That was funny.
So if you guys want to hear the rest of that, it's only like another minute.
Yeah.
It's on YouTube. All you got to search is Dustin all over my gatchel.
Oh, no, all over your gatchel.
Dustin all over your gatchel. And you know how you have
brilliant stuff. Related... It's better than Coconut Musketeers.
You know what the first related video that comes up?
What's that?
Alice Cooper talking about Frank Zappa.
Well, this is probably because you watch Frank Zappa videos.
And the Magic Mike story is second.
That's because you look at that one guy.
I've never seen Magic Mike. 21.
No, that's because the Channing Tatum thing.
21 Jump Street bloopers
you
gag reel.
Seen Magic Mike?
No.
No.
Neither have you. Please.
Please. And if not, lie.
My girlfriend's seen it and it worked out okay.
Did she have an orgasm during it?
I don't know. I don't care.
Did she go out and paint a crosswalk on some random street?
Thanks, Mike. You rock.
You're magic.
You're magic.
So we've talked about this on plenty of episodes because it happens a lot. I don't know if you've ever been on an episode when I asked you, if you found a large sum of money somewhere that wasn't claimed, would you keep it or would you turn it in? And you might ask, how large is large?
I would turn it in.
Well, in Kansas City,
Missouri.
Oh,
yeah, even if it was a dollar?
So Kansas City, Missouri.
I'm finding what your limit is right now.
This,
a dollar? Yeah,
this guy and his 10-year-old son. Right. His 10-year-old son is his
$2. I'd buy a Powerball and then turn it in.
His 10-year-old son is real curious, and he likes to look everywhere. So they got to the hotel room, and he starts opening all the drawers, and he finds $10,000 of neatly stacked cash in one of the drawers.
And a Gideon's Bible.
Yes. And so his dad.
The second drawer down.
His dad said, we need to call the cops. So they called the cops. Now, there's a law in Missouri that says if you find money and it's not claimed in 7 months, which is a weird odd amount, 7 months.
Yeah, what's up with that?
Then you get to keep it.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
7 months, not six.
It's a statutory.
Actually, it says about 7 months.
Yeah.
What the fuck does that mean?
About $12.95 for a gun. It's about 7 months, give or take.
About. Give if it, you're in Canada.
A boot. Mm-hmm. It's a boot.
It depends upon if it's daylight savings time or not in between.
Then it could be a boot six and a half.
Then it might give or take
like
an hour.
It's between a bout and a boot. It's that's
about and a boot if you go between the O and the I. If you go, what's the letter between the O and the I? It's you got, a, all right, I'm not even going to try.
It's
you
a,
got O is the 15th letter, right?
You're counting alphabet letters?
And
no,
U is the 23rd.
P is 21. P is 21, right?
31. All right, so...
31.
R.
What are you talking about?
What is U in the alphabet?
It's
what is
22.
U?
Close to the end.
What is U in the incorrect section?
U, V, X, Y, Z. There's four after.
X.
Oh, I forgot W, didn't I? W, U.
C, Y, X. W, U.
You cannot count the alphabet backwards right now.
That's true.
That is true. Okay, so you got four. So that's the 22nd letter. And then what is O?
Yeah, so P, U. So P is 21. So I had that right.
All right, and O is 20.
Yeah. Where are we going?
All right, so so halfway between a boot and about is abort.
Ooh, and I just happened to be
that's
the president
awesome segue.
Of the
I know, that
survivors.
Actually turned out to actually kind of...
To be good?
To be worth a quarter of the time we spent on it.
Just 25%?
Yeah.
Well, he got to a board at least.
Better 25 than zero.
No, 25 or 6 to 4.
Mm-hmm. I'd probably sit on the floor if that's what time it was.
All right, we're hitting celebrity birthdays now.
It's actually 7:54. 7:54.
Time for celebrity birthdays today.
7:54.
It's not unusual. The man with the biggest bulge in the business, Tom Jones.
What?
It's his birthday today.
I thought that was Liam Neeson.
This was, I'm talking back in the, not acting business. In the
Liam Neeson.
Liam Neeson isn't a musician.
Have you ever heard him sing?
No, but I've heard that he has a huge penis.
He can play skin flute like one.
What does he do?
Play skin flute.
He plays the skin flute?
His own.
He can play his own skin flute?
He drilled holes in it.
He sucks his own dick?
No, he drilled holes in it.
Holy shit. Now, the first time I did stand-up comedy, I was told that I look like this guy. Bill Hader from Saturday Night Live.
Ah!
Happy birthday to Bill Hader, born in 1978. How old is
now,
that?
Now, Bill Hader, is 35. That the guy that just left?
Yes, and he's a writer for South
now,
Park.
Is that the guy that looks like you?
Well...
Yeah, he looks just like me if he had long hair. He plays Steven Tyler, and he plays... that guy on the news on Saturday Night Live, the gay dude.
I have to interject and say you're way more attractive than Steven Tyler.
Thank you. Tyler. Well, what about Bill Hader?
And I've never seen you in high heels.
Are
you
a hater? I kind of see it, but I don't know.
Just kind of
I've
the point
known
you know
too
is,
long.
The point you know is in the
but
n-
I could
the
see,
face.
Yeah. I could see where somebody could think that if they, I don't know, if they knew who Bill Hader was first.
Did you know that we all belong to the same generation? You guys know about generations?
Talking about my generation.
You've heard of like the baby boomers as a generation.
Uh-huh.
That's people that were born
between
1945 and 1964.
Yeah.
And then if you're born between 1965 and 1978... We're Generation X, the three of us right
I
here.
I used to be on the cusp, no, though, but it used to only go to 75.
I don't know. And then Generation Y is the next one, which is if you're born between 1980 and 2000.
It used to only go to 75 because it used to piss me off because I was in the class that graduated with the 75 and the 76 is, you know.
Right.
And then I was like January 22nd. And so they had the differentiation was at that time, or this is like maybe like 95, they were cutting it off right there between the X and the Y. And I was like, no, no, no. No, you ain't going to put me in the fucking Y because I ain't no Y.
No, it's up to
I know,
78.
I know. Okay. I'm just saying where it was then, and I'm glad that to be truly encompassed.
Because,
I mean, I was there wearing the fucking flannels before they were cool and fucking...
And then apparently, you know, like, the generation before the baby boomers is, like, between 1931 and 1944, and they're called the silent generation.
Mm-hmm.
Silent.
And now, after 2000 to present,
is, that why you never hear
is the
that?
New silent generation, a.k.a. Generation Z. So what are they going to do after Generation Z? They went XYZ.
If you think about the actual generations and what they encompassed, because you're talking about...
Two.
You're talking about the first one, the silent generation. What were the years there again?
Like 31 to 44.
So you're talking about people that were, you know, their teenager years were living in the Depression.
Yep.
So they appreciated what they had, you know. And so they lived that silent, probably, life. And then the next one you're talking about is that went up to 44. And then you had the World War One going on, and which is the baby boomers, right? World War Two, sorry. Yeah, the baby boomers, right?
Yep.
And then so,
up
and then
64.
You had everybody was wanting to just make babies before they took off, and that you know.
So that,
that
makes it weird for me because me and my brother are in different generations just because of the cutoff. He was born in 64. I was born in 68. So he's a baby boomer. I'm a Gen
what
X.
What happened?
I'm a Gen X hat.
Do you think you guys are closer?
What would happen if neither one of you knew about these generation gaps?
If I didn't know I was a Gen X backwards hat wearing slacker, which is what all of us Gen Xers are portrayed to be.
Yeah. But do you consider your brother more a Gen Xer or a baby boomer?
I consider him more of a Gen Xer. But he's going to be 50, so I guess he's a baby boomer.
Well, you know, but there's also the thing of the
boomer, man.
Of the baby boomer, I think, kind of also
he just missed
is,
the cutoff by 1 year.
Is the you could probably flow
does
either way. It probably depends
anything?
Upon if you're in the family that was going off to war or whatever, you know.
Yeah,
that was pumping out babies before they got drafted or whatever. Versus people that were just having babies.
Yeah, and the pre-silent era, the first one was the GI generation.
Mm-hmm.
If you're born between 1901 and 1929 or something like that.
Our grandparents, likely, right?
Yep, my grandpappy. Mm-hmm. Rest in peace. Also, a baby boomer, Greg Ginn. It's his birthday, too. Guitarist from Black Flag. Going to be in Portland soon. Stick around after the episode to listen to the plugs.
Yep.
Because Black Flag's coming to Portland. No Henry Rollins, but I think that's it for celebrity birthdays.
We stretched that one out by talking about all kinds. Oh, Kanye, but we don't give a fuck about him.
I have, there's been some celebrity deaths. Abraham Lincoln's still dead.
I heard George Washington's still dead, too.
He is.
He must have died sometime after he did that plug for our show.
He did, earlier this year.
Yeah. You know, and he had lived in seclusion for like a couple hundred years. Everybody thought he was dead after he chopped down that cherry tree.
Yeah.
He cannot tell. He could tell a lie, though. He lived a lie for over 200 years. I don't know if you guys know that or not. One of the forefathers, that's what made politicians such liars these days, is because they had George Washington to look up to.
Who is your, do you have a favorite president?
Bill Clinton.
Just because he lived in your, you know.
Just because he got a blowjob in the oral office.
Okay, of course.
And he was pretty slick.
Close, but no
cigar.
How
about, all right, how about pre-1900 president? Do you have one of those, too?
Woodrow Wilson, because he also fucked an intern with a cigar.
Is that true?
I don't know, but I just said it.
All right, probably did.
Teddy Roosevelt, because he only because he changed the face of America by just...
flipping the coin.
Dams and all kinds of
yeah, but Brad Pitt still won't recognize it, even if you change the face of America.
That's
he has face recognition syndrome.
No, what did he do for the... You changed the face of America? He put up
He had the Rough Riders. He had all this kind of
shit.
Yeah. I mean, not to say that he was awesome or corrupt or anything else. I don't know. I wasn't there. But...
there, brother!
It comes with the territory,
took
you know.
America and appreciated some things and established, you know, parks, big parks, and
that is true. I know,
and,
I know. He did
in the future. I mean, he thought big.
He was really about wilderness preservation and shit. Huh?
Well, that's half of it. But the other half of it was he went big on everything.
Mm-hmm.
America's going big. I got the reins, and we're going big.
It was a. What do you imagine? George Washington as the president during that time of America.
It's a whole different story because this guy had some freaking balls that clank. Because if he didn't...
You're saying George Washington didn't have balls?
No, I said that he had balls that clanked. They were big, giant steel balls.
George Washington in the harbor in the Delaware and fucking he stood up against British Army. So don't be talking about George Washington doesn't have any balls.
You got to have some balls to cut down a cherry tree and then light it.
You do, man. You do got to have some balls.
What I'm saying is if he wasn't running against somebody for an election.
If he failed at
what he was doing, his head was on a chopping block. He had no option to fail.
Speaking of...
I threw a couple billion dollars at it, it didn't work out. I'm just saying
him as a man, though, and I'm not talking about him as the first president. I'm just talking about him as a military guy or anybody else in that time. But fuck it. Who cares?
He used to butt fuck his slaves, I heard.
Mm-hmm.
Butt fuck it.
Who did?
George Washington.
George Washington.
I don't doubt it, man. That guy lied about chopping down a cherry tree.
Dude, the reason why was because he didn't want to take a chance.
He did not lie.
He didn't lie.
But it takes a lot of balls to come clean with your old man and say, I cannot tell a lie, sir.
But what he didn't do, though.
Would you guys quit arguing?
Now, did he lie and then he went back to it? Or did his father approach him and say, did you chop it down? And then he said, I cannot tell a lie.
He asked him.
But the guy who wrote the history books, though.
So he didn't tell a lie.
He didn't tell a lie.
He lied about smoking weed.
He lied about
the history books.
He said he smoked it. He just didn't say he inhaled.
He also lied by withholding information about having anal sex with his slaves, but that's beside the point.
And he also, from withholding, is inhaling.
Exactly, and he didn't inhale.
Yeah.
And it was hemp anyway, so it didn't matter. And speaking of smoking
weed... They tobacco like tobacco, guys.
What? Hans smokes weed every day in his dreams. Because then he can get into a nice fetal position and feel like he's huffed white out.
Hans, have you ever been a weed head?
Dude, you don't know the story?
No, I do not. Enlighten me.
Hi, I'm Terry Guile, and have I got a story for you.
All right.
First, we'll cover that Hans is listening to the Ace Frehley solo album.
I love that album, dude.
Yeah, I have that. I haven't listened to it recently, but...
Ace is here.
Rip It Out is a great song.
That's what he did, too. He ripped it out and listened to it.
Fractured Mirror, great instrumental.
Yeah.
Back
Sometimes
in the New Rock Groove.
When you don't know if withdrawing is going to be fast enough, you got to rip it out.
You know it's a good song when they're selling cars to
it. And speeding back to my baby.
Was that very close to like that song, Rip It Out, Rip It Out.
Oh.
That's
Lick
It Up.
You're only going to rip it out.
That's Lick It Up.
Oh.
What? After you rip it out, whip it out, and slip it out, then you got to lick it up.
Yeah.
So Hans, one time we talked him into out at the Waterloo gutter out there where Void used to practice. We
G2?
We talked him into, G2. We talked him into smoking some weed with us after we'd been drinking most of the day.
He wasn't a big weed smoker then?
Oh, he was a no-weed smoker.
Okay.
He'd huffed a little white out once in a while in school.
Mm-hmm.
Serious shit. You just take a bottle of white out and pour it into a sandwich baggie and then just...
Yeah. Get a little lightheaded.
Huffing and freebasing are two different things, so this is out of his category.
Right, so... Well, he freebased a little bit of cocaine back in the early days, but...
but never marijuana.
Right, so the one time that he did smoke marijuana, we got a couple two good hits in him. And Hans, if you want to dispute any of this, feel free to call into the hotline or mention...
Did he cough?
Dude, he coughed.
Then within about a half an hour, he was in the corner on the floor in the fetal position and then making his way to the toilet. He was violently ill.
Really?
And he couldn't shake it for a good 12 hours.
That means there was alcohol before the marijuana.
Yeah, but he wasn't wasted drunk.
I know, but I'm saying marijuana
sometimes
don't
it can make
you
spin,
puke.
Though.
You smoke marijuana to keep you from puking.
He didn't want to do it
so
ever
there
again.
There was already something in there.
That's so, you know, one bad experience can spoil it for your whole lifetime, and I apologize to you, Hans, for us doing that to you early, because now you can't enjoy some of the good things in life, like trying not to smoke weed because you got a job that you have to pee for, which I know that's the situation you're in, but you don't have to even urine. That's the situation you're in.
Well, that's cool. I did not know that story. I didn't know, you know.
Situation you're in.
Hey, you're in luck.
You're in luck.
You're in luck. Hey, if you got to pass a pee test, call up Stephen Piercy and he'll pee for you.
You're in luck.
I got some fresh pee for you. Round
crazy.
And round.
Dude, you guys got to go and watch that Kip fucking Winger on Pawn Stars.
I
want to see him throw that bass around.
Pirouette.
Pirouette.
Oh, dude, it's funny.
That motherfucker with your five-day-old freaking Miami Vice scruff going on.
Did you
on?
Know he used to play bass for Alice Cooper?
No.
Before Winger? Fuck yeah.
I have to say, though, I guess if you were the type to go to the rock and roll fantasy camp, that time would blow your mind. Oh. And maybe it even would today for me. But it didn't really sell the rock and roll fantasy camp experience for me. He just went there and he just kind of warmed up with the guy. They didn't even really go through the song. They just kind of got it to the point to where he felt like, fuck it, I'm just going to go out there and do this song with him, you know? So he didn't even rehearse through the whole song with him. Just enough to get the balls to do it. And then went out there. And they played My Generation, you know, the live band, and so.
Oh, you mean then, Generation X?
Mm-hmm. And then he started. Then he felt the song and was more comfortable singing it because the full band was there rather than just an acoustic guitar like during the warm up. And then they did that, and then they signed a guitar for him, and signed his shirt, and then he was done. It was like an afternoon thing. It was like a 2 or 3 hour, if that. I always thought it was like a weekend thing where you get together, you got a band going, right? Maybe they got different packages.
I think it depends on how much you pay. Whether you get to stay a whole weekend and jam a whole bunch, or if you just do one day thing. Like, I've only want to spend $500, so just get a couple hours.
You think you'd get to play a show with fucking him, even to like 50 people would be cool.
I think you'd at least get to be fucking him if you weren't playing a show.
Yeah, like do some stage moves up there with him and fucking invite your friends to be able to come and see you rock with the Who.
And then fuck him.
Yeah.
Pete Townsend likes those rough boys.
He wasn't on there, though, wasn't he?
I know, that's why, because he was afraid he was going to get fucked by the guy from Pawn Car.
The guy didn't even windmill.
Plar.
That's what a pinball wizard is.
He'll shoot a pinball right up your arsehole.
He was talking about the kid being blind.
Yeah, the poor kid.
The blind eye.
You know why he's blind, though, right?
It's the brown eye.
He masturbated too much.
No.
And that's why he went blind, right?
I've been testing that for years.
He went blind.
You know what it is, though? What? That doesn't make you go blind. It's staring at the sun makes you go blind. Masturbating makes you stare at the sun.
Masturbating makes kittens die.
And that, too.
But
and then you stare in the sun and you go blind.
Tommy went blind from hanging out with Helen Keller.
What?
Because it rubs off on you.
Dude, one time I was hanging out with Helen Keller, and I wanted to see if she was just
acting. Why is it only the blind part that rubs off?
She's blind, deaf, and dumb, just like Tommy.
Yeah.
You never seen The Who, Tommy the Who? That deaf, dumb, and blind kid sure plays a mean
Helen Keller.
You ever watch that movie, dude? It's awesome. It's got Jack Nicholson and Anne Margaret, and there's like Pork and Beans shooting out of the TV, and she's half naked. And then Keith Moon plays Uncle Ernie, and he's singing this weird song about fiddling a boot. And he said a boot, and they're not even from Canada, which was weird. And then cousin Kevin is dragging like Tommy down the stairs and dunking him in the bathtub. And then all of a sudden he
like
breaks through the grass, and then he's free.
Show.
I'm free.
Am I the only one that confuses Helen Keller and Anne Frank?
Yeah.
All right.
You're thinking of the lady that played her healer.
Well, Helen Keller, she invited the Braille, right?
You're thinking of Patty Duke.
Yeah. Helen Keller was a bitch, dude.
Why?
No, but you one time I was
nice
hanging
person.
Out. I was hanging out with
What'd
Helen
she do
Keller.
To you?
I was hanging out with Helen Keller, and I wanted to see if she was really blind, and so I put a plunger in the toilet. She sat down on it. She was really blind.
When I met her, I wanted to make sure she was really deaf.
Yeah.
So I stuck my fingers up her ass, and then I put them under her nose, and then she, like, asked. She didn't say shit. You'll have to edit that part.
It makes sense to me.
I fucked it up for a second, and then I realized that she couldn't talk because she's blind, deaf, and dumb.
Helen Keller was?
Yeah,
I thought she was just blind and she had needed Braille.
No, and then the only thing she said after that lady worked with her was, wah, 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 wah. That means water. Wah, wah. And it was Melissa Gilbert from Little House on the It
you
was.
Ever watch Jodie Foster and Nell.
You ever watch? Yeah.
Day in the Wind.
A
tay in the wind.
Gone angel.
What the fuck is this?
Fly like a tay in the wind.
Tree in the wind. Oh, yeah, I totally get it.
Gone angel. Gone angel.
Tay in the wind.
Yeah. Did you ever see her get raped on a pinball machine?
I did.
Did you know that she's
gay? That's why you call the pinball wizard.
She just came out as a lesbian.
Yeah.
Less than a month ago.
Like, you didn't know anyway, though.
Jodie Foster announced that she is a lesbian.
You were telling me that she was a lesbian back in 1970, dude.
I didn't know.
Back in 1970, you're telling me.
Yeah, but remember when she did that movie with Kristen McNichol called Foxes?
So
you know they were scissoring and eating box back in the fucking schoolhouse.
You didn't know, really?
I didn't.
You didn't
I had
suspect?
No, I didn't. It was weird. It was just like Rob Halford. I had no idea that she was gay.
I expected way back in the
fucking...
Did you think she was gay?
What was the big...
Rob Halford?
Oh, yeah.
What was the big movie?
Sorry.
What was the big movie before Nell that really blew up? Jodie Foster again.
Silence of the fucking Rams.
I knew then, dude.
You knew she was gay then?
I can smell your donut.
She was hot, but yeah, then. But
she wasn't that hot. She wasn't hot enough to be
hot.
She wasn't hot enough to be a heterosexual woman.
No, she wasn't that
hot.
Is
that what you're getting at? I didn't say that out loud.
Dude, that sounded like Jeff Simpson said that.
I was. Thanks for stopping in, Jeff. Sorry we couldn't have you on the show longer, but I would never say something like that.
Yeah.
So. Hey, what are you guys doing tonight, Beings? It's Friday, and it's the weekend. I'm going to party all night.
I'm going to go have me a sundae.
Really?
I'm going to rock and roll all night, and then I'm going to party during the day.
Tomorrow night, I'm playing at the Grange Hall on Saturday.
You ever go to Sonic? They got their 25 summers of summer.
Dude, I got fired from 25 Sonic.
25 summers?
You guys didn't hear that story? I got fired from Sonic.
No.
What? You did?
Yeah, for spilling drinks all over the place. Apparently, I misinterpreted the term car hop.
Oh,
yep.
Bam, take that one to the club.
Yeah, I already did, but I got my second interview at the Hilton, though. They got an opening for a bellhop.
Oh. Yeah, I saw that one coming.
Yeah,
hit it faster.
That's why I waited.
They still have bellhops?
Yeah. I've been taking Ambien lately, and I've had trouble with sleep hopping. I'll get up in the middle of the night and hop to my car and then go fuck a chick on the phone and cook some food, and then I'll just hop back into the bedroom and... My wife will smell my penis and say, who have you been fucking and why is there eggs on your mouth? I'll say, I've been asleep the whole time. I don't know what's going on.
Ambien makes you do that. You'll cook food and fuck
That's
chicks
what they
call and
sleep
make
hopping.
Well, when you have one leg, they call it that. Jesus Christ! Don't be so insensitive to my disabilities, Jerry.
You ever get all drunk and
you know what, man?
And what? What? What?
And I don't
what?
Mean to be
what?
Offensive by
what?
Not being offensive.
What? What? What?
But I don't what? Realize you have a disability until you tell me. I forget it all the time.
Yeah.
So I
that doesn't make me feel better
for not getting the joke. God damn it!
Didn't you just hear
you
the joke
get,
about?
Do you ever get drunk?
Car hop.
Yeah,
did
he
ever get drunk and wake
but,
up with
but,
the...
I was hitchhiking to work, and the dude said, hop in. And I said, fuck you, keep
I've
hopping.
I've never fucking seen you hopping.
Well, there will come a day.
You ever get drunk and wake up with your penis enlarger on your leg?
No, but I
Why
have.
Is my leg so big?
The one time I did, I just thought I woke up with a piss boner. You ever have a piss boner?
Yeah, and then you gotta fucking do a handstand to take a piss, and then you go back to bed, and you can't
like,
get it up.
No, have you ever played that old computer game Artillery, where you got to project the angle to get the thing?
Yeah, you got to shoot it like Drexler. Like,
dude, I stand back by the door.
Oh, yeah, or you can like lean, or you can lean forward and do the lame beer. Right, you shoot it like lame beer.
Yeah, but if you push it down too far, it shuts off. You gotta let,
no,
let
I'm talking. You
up.
Lean forward. Or you can lean forward, way lean forward, and you can do like a back shot off your chest.
This is pissing me off.
Where you're like touching porcelain.
You guys are pissing me off. You guys are pissing me off.
Or off your chin, and then it'll go straight back down to
off
the
your chin.
Fucking just get in the shower and fucking be done with it.
Go piss up. Hype. That's where they come up with the phrase "piss up a rope."
Yep. Yeah.
Yeah,
they
it
say
is.
That because it's impossible.
Not when you have a piss boner.
It's a way to say fuck
not when you,
you
got a piss boner, you got to piss up a rope.
Piss up a rope, dude.
When you got a piss boner, you try it.
Well, it's going to go up and then
you
it's going to come back
down. Call me next week.
Down.
Let me know how it worked out for you.
Yeah, take two rope pisses
if
and call
piss
me in the morning.
If you piss up a rope, it doesn't come down like you think it would.
It soaks in.
Well,
depends on if it's
thing.
Treated rope.
So it doesn't fucking wicked. Get all over the floor. It's so you don't have to get out of bed. When you got a piss boner, you piss up a rope, it captures all the piss, and you don't have to get up.
You got to get out of bed when you got a piss boner, because you just fucking, you can't go back to sleep with
nope.
a piss boner.
Not if you have a hole in your mattress and a bedpan underneath it.
This has been piss boners.
And the hole in your mattress is at like a 45-degree angle, right?
Yep. Well, of course, it's the one I fuck otherwise. It's the same fucking bedpan, like I need to separate them.
Sorry, Hans. I know you've been...
What the fuck just
Are
happened?
Are we still in the Han segment?
No.
Oh.
Just
Sorry,
he's
Han.
One of our constant listeners, and sometimes when we get out of control with Jerry Murphy, mm-hmm. he's like, man, that episode was out of control.
We
but he still listens to the whole thing, so...
We are out of control.
You're blaming me, man.
Because you bring that devil juice.
I did this... I've been sucking off of...
What's
Gatch's
your favorite...
devil juice.
You've been
what's,
sucking
what's
off
What's your
Gatch's?
Favorite Back to the like, Future movie?
I was going to say yours is twice as big as mine, but that wouldn't go over very
He's
good.
He's been sucking off Gatch's dickle.
Anyway.
Dickle whiskey.
I'm talking about your Jägermeister.
Can they make a Jaeger
twice
cake?
Twice as big as mine.
I think you could make a Jaeger cake. I will
sure. try it. Break out the video camera.
You could make a Jaeger stew.
Ew.
That sounds like something I make the next morning after a lot of Jaeger and curly fries.
Curly fries are the healthiest thing for you if you're a vegan.
Apparently.
If they're cooked.
I like the cheeseburger bites, or I mean the cheesecake bites.
I can't eat anything
Do they make
on
cheese...
the menu. I guess I'll get the curly fries. It's the only thing that's good for me.
Do they make cheesecake burger bites? Like a cheeseburger
yeah,
and cheesecake?
So. If they can
or a slab of cheesecake on top of
cream,
a burger?
Sure they can
I read
that.
The other day that you could actually live off potatoes and butter forever.
Sure.
It has all the nutrients
the
and
Russians
vitamins.
Have been doing it.
Potato vodka, potato candy,
potato
soup, potato potatoes.
Doesn't that offend you, Jerry?
Tornado.
Doesn't potato jokes offend you?
Why are Irish Indians potato eaters? I don't know.
The Great Potato Famine, dude, killed generations, like 70% of fucking the Irish just because they starved to death because all they had to eat was potatoes, right?
Don't act like you
but
don't
we
know.
Were already, but my family was already here. Slaves on the railroad.
Oh, so now you didn't care about old grandpappy over there? Couldn't toss him any protein bar.
grandpappy's the one who said, fuck this potato shortage, I'm out of here.
All right, then.
He said, forget about it.
Mm-hmm.
Because I'm out of here. We're out
what
of
would be the Irish about? How do you say about in Irish?
About.
Is that what the Irish accent?
It sounds about like.
Oh, if I know. I've never been there, dude.
About.
Really? I hear it's a lot like Oregon.
Is
seriously?
Like, you know, just green or green.
Oh, yeah.
The rolling hill valley kind of thing.
A lot of clover, right?
Yeah.
You've been watching too many Lucky Charms commercials, dude.
Frosted Lucky Charms.
Have you ever found a one-leaf clover?
Blue diamonds makes your dick hard.
No. What?
If you find a one-leaf clover, chances are somebody picked the other two off.
Is that true?
Yeah.
I would think so, especially if there was like two like loose leaves laying next to it.
That's what you that's a real funky trick. If you really want to creep people out, go through and like cut off two of each of their clovers in the yard, and they'll freak out thinking that they got a patch of one leaf clovers.
I'm doing that.
What's a one leaf clover mean?
It's a clover.
It's just wouldn't you freak out if you went outside and there's a bunch of one leaf clovers in your yard?
You're looking for a four leaf, and all you find are ones.
I'd be like, fuck, my lawnmower missed one of the leaves.
I got to sharpen one of the three blades.
I got clover mower. It's not even a lawnmower, it's just a clover.
No shit. Right?
Yeah, it's a weird looking thing. You guys should check it out.
There's grass in between my weeds.
I have to mow my clover, and then I mow the grass over.
Or
mowing my clover.
What if you went
over
out there
and over.
You could take your clovers out in your yard, take off one, and then go over to your neighbor's yard and glue one clover, one leaf on each of his clovers, and he would think he'd had a whole field of four leaf clovers.
The dude next door, it's like cigarette butts in a dandelion farm.
Alright. I like that.
You moving next door or something?
Cigarette butts on a dandelion farm.
That sounds like a country song.
I call him.
I got a bottle in my mouth and a needle
Navy
in my
Beans.
Arm.
I don't remember his name because, you know, Navy Beans.
Navy
but when I
Bean,
moved in there, he says,
Navy
my name's
Bean.
Dean.
I like
And he retired from the Navy. You know, he's one of these guys who got the tattoos on the arms that...
My name's
obviously a tattoo, but I don't know what it is.
Was he named like Bean from a child because he looked like a bean in the womb?
Blue-looking glob.
Navy
and
Dean.
I'm like, this guy was in the Navy, so I take a shot. I said, hey.
You shot at him?
You retired
dude,
from the
you
Navy?
Shot a
like,
money load
you know?
On him?
You're like, Marines or nothing, bitch.
Shooting loads at him, dude. That ain't cool.
I remembered his name. He's Navy Dean.
Navy Bean?
Dean with
Navy
a D.
Dean. His name's Dean,
but,
man.
But there's a Navy Bean, though, right?
Yeah, that's a type of
he
soup.
He comes out every day, and while his dog's taking his shit, he smokes a cigarette. Like clockwork.
I like to smoke a cigarette while I take a dump, too.
Right? Cigarette butts and a dandelion farm.
If the dog's done early, we ain't going in yet.
I got a bottle in my mouth and a needle in my arm.
But if the dog is still taking his shit while he's smoking his cigarette, he's like, we're done. That dog's got to pinch it up because his cigarette's done. We're
no.
Going in.
You know what you
We're
do?
Going
you,
in.
Even with a hanging chat.
You pop that cigarette butt right up there. You fucking hold it off
find
till
a,
the next time.
Find
cauterize
a tall dandelion and scrape that bitch up. We're going in.
Plug it with a dandelion and a cigarette butt. I got a dandelion.
I'm going to cauterize that motherfucker.
Butt. Oh, shit. We better
you,
get out
would
of here.
You ever...
No one's
could
gonna
you cauterize
be
like a orangutan's ass with a hot branding iron or something?
It'd have to be a big branding iron.
But you're going to just cauterize that.
Branding irons.
Called an orangutan.
Would you ever get branded?
No.
That'd be dumb.
Why not?
Because it fucking hurts, dude.
So you won't do something just because it hurts?
Pretty much.
Anal sex on the receiving end? Yeah, I ain't doing it. I know it's going to hurt. I'll take a Dr. Pinky if I have to when I turn 50.
Yeah, but you'd take
pinky,
a brand.
Dude.
You'd take
I've
a brand before that,
off.
Though.
They didn't use the pinky on you? You're not even 40.
You can't analyze a butt with a pinky.
My doctor's got some long pinky. She's fucking weird, dude.
She?
Yeah, I requested a female doctor.
Fun.
She milks my prostate every 32 days. The least you could do.
I'm on the 1 ounce a month plan.
Yeah.
I donate 1 ounce of
prostate sauce.
It's
like milk butt.
They pay like $50 a liter, dude.
For what? For semen?
Not for me.
No, for hemorrhoid pus.
All right, thanks
hemorrhoids
for
listening. Hemorrhoids don't bust, dude. Hemorrhoids are blood vessels.
Go to tagcastpodcast.com and click on the donate button because we need some fucking preparation H.
Up in here.
Up in here.
And for
up
Jerry's
in there.
Neighbor's dog. And up in it sounds there. Like to me.
Up in there.
You're done.
So he doesn't here. Have to pinch it off.
But, you're done.
That's the first time I've ever seen a dog hanging out with a turtle.
It was a prairie dog. That's the first time I've seen a...
Dude, that should be a fucking Disney movie.
It's the first time I've seen a fucking Labrador prairie dogging.
Milo and Otis, too.
Milo and Totus. Goodness.
Oh shit! I haven't sweat and cried more in an episode since season one, and I don't even remember why. But I'm still sweating and tearing up. So please tune into the Oprah Winfrey Network this summer for Django Unchained. Yeah. It'll make you cry.
I don't know. Did we didn't tell anybody we were taking the summer off, and then we're coming back in the fall for season 5.
Oh, that's right. September 1st, you'll see us for season 5. And we'll be back then. I got a lot of stuff to do this summer. We're going to build up some episodes when we take our road trip to Portland. Mm-hmm. And sorry, Hans and Carrie, but we'll see you in about 3 months.
On the 9-1.
Yeah. First episode's called 9-1-1.
April Fools!
Wait. It's June.
Oh, yeah.
June idiots.
Well, June can have a fools, too.
Juniots.
Yep. April can't be the only month with fools.
We'll see you fuckers on Monday.
Yep. Rock on.
Thanks, Jerry.
Thank you.
Love you.
And get are
out.
You.
Get out of here. Hey, Taggots. That's you. What's up? I'm going to tell you what to do, and you're going to do it. Got a bunch of shows coming up in the form of comedy, hard rock, and metal. June 4th, Intronaut, Scale the Summit, and Earth to Ashes at the Hawthorne Theater. Win tickets. A pair of them on sickdaddyradio.com by listening. Time's running out for that. May have already ran out if you're listening on Friday. June 8th, that's a Saturday, Albumpalooza 2 at the Riverside Community Center in Albany with Strange Dichotomy, The Milestoners, Kevin Smith, Apophis Theory, Bikini, American Roulette, and Catechus has now been replaced with Bury the Goat. Also, Ed to Shred and Bikini will be there. Also, June 8th, if you're not in that area and you're in Portland, you should go see World of Lies with Eugene's own Necryptic from the Valley of Sickness. Damage Overdose and Hyborian Rage will be playing, too. That's at Katie O'Brien's in Portland. Can't remember where that is, but it's in Portland on one of those streets up there. June 13th, Tracy Morgan from Saturday Night Live and 30 Rock is coming to the Newmark Theater in Portland. The next night, I will be doing a feature set at the Pantsless Comedy Show at Cornucopia in Eugene. Chris Castles is headlining. I don't know who's opening yet, but it'll be his going away show as he is moving to Austin, Texas. So goodbye, Chris Castles. Pauly Shore at the Wow Hall, June 20th. That's going to be weird, I think. June 23rd, Down and Dirty, a dark comedy showcase hosted by Patrick Thomas Perkins at the Ash Street Saloon. Me and Dustin will be there.
PTP.
I'm going to do a set. I'm going to make Dustin come up and do improv with me. I'm going to make him. Wait, 2 days before that, you can go see Lynyrd Skynyrd and Bad Company at the Sleep Country Amphitheater. That's June 23rd. Wait, 21st. Oh, man, it's been a long day. The last Sunday of June is the 30th, and I will be doing a clean comedy set at Sambon's Garage in Eugene for Bleepin' Funny with your hostess, Leon Joshua. Max Brockman will be doing a set, and there'll be some improv going on as well. July 3rd, Mastodon and Amon Amarth at the Mayhem Festival. Also Rob Zombie and a shitty band called Five Finger Death Punch. That's at the White River Amphitheater, and that's just my opinion. But maybe you want to go see him in Auburn, Washington. That's July 3rd. July 18th, it's Black Flag. No Henry Rollins. I don't know who they have for their singer. Maybe Dez. They're playing with Piggy and Good For You at the Hawthorne Theater. And then July 20th, 6 Feet Under
with Decrepit Birth and Cannabis Corpse. Not to be confused with Cannibal Corpse. They're kind of a spoof band about Cannibal Corpse, but all their songs are about weed, which is pretty cool. July 28th, Rush, the Sleep County Amphitheater. Sleep Country, whatever, county, country, I don't give a shit. It's in Portland, though.
Eat your tickets.
Yeah, they've recently been inducted to the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame. Hall of Fame, Hall of Notes.
About 40 years too late.
I know. And then September 8th, the last one on my list, also at Sleep Country Amphitheater. It's Alice in Chains, Jane's Addiction, and some other bands that I can't recall right now. I think that's the Rockstar Tour. Yes, Rockstar Tour. And then the day before my birthday at the Gorge Amphitheater, Black Sabbath, August 24th. It's a long drive, and you'd be a long ways away from them if you went to that show. I don't really do big events.
That's Black Sabbath without Dave Lombardo.
That's right. He's been fired from the band. Has been replaced. Wait. What? Hey, you guys, figure that one out. Go see a show or something. Don't just sit at home with your thumb up your ass unless you like that kind of thing. If you like that, do it. You just listen to the podcast with your thumb up your ass. And you guys have a wonderful weekend, day, night, month, enema, and good night. And Van Halen.
I can just have one.
Can you?
Yeah, I don't want a fucking one.
I want one.
Those aren't Lay's.
I want one, but I know I can't have just one, and I don't want two, so I'm not going to have one.
Come on, man. Come on, man. She's like, come on, man. Give me another one. Come on, man.
Come on. Just a little.
Come on, man!
Let me
smell it. Make the gun a mannequin. Make to go to night school.
What the fuck is that? That is, man, it burns! What is that?
There it is, a bag of salt.
Mm. Here, man. Season 4 wraps.
This is all I got. It's gonna last me, man. You know what you did there with this bag of coke. My sister's pee, man. I'm gonna really trip to death. Here, drink this. He's blowing piss
pregnant.
Bubbles. Classy chick. Those guys are touring too. I'd like to see Cheech and Chong and see if they still got it going
I've
on.
I've seen them.
Did you ever watch Heat Vision and Jack ago, Jack right? Black?
I think I watched one episode.
Isn't that weird?
I saw them at Spirit Mountain 4 years ago. What? Cheech and Chong at Spirit Mountain 4 years ago.
What were they doing there? What slots?
They smoking weed?
It smelled like weed in there, but they weren't smoking weed on stage. They had cool, just some funny skits.
Who's the better comedy duo? Cheech and Chong or Maren Johnson?
Who the fuck is that? I'm not...
Richard Marin and Don Johnson, Nash Bridges, come on.
Oh, Cheech and Don. Cheech and Don.
No, that's a good one too. Cheech and Don from Nash Bridges. Cheech, Marin, Richard, Cheech, Marin, and Don Johnson, Nash Bridges.
You know Nash Bridges? You
don't
know that show?
That, yeah, it sucked.
Oh, no. You got to be what you think is better, Cheech and Chong or Cheech and Don?
Well, in a realistic fashion, I'd say Cheech and Chong, but the other one was funny too because it didn't work.
Yeah,
because he's trying to be all.
Was it?
He's
was
trying
it,
to be all like Ice T.
Was it that didn't work, or my attempted joke at it?
It was when he shaved his mustache and had that weird fucking scar hair look.
Yeah.
Did he still say, like "Hey,
Mike
Mom"?
Hammer.
The oh, that's sweet.
Was the Lizard Man in Up in Smoke.
Stacy Keach.
Yeah.
He's
yep.
got a weird one, too.
I mean, Lizard Man.
The only way to catch a doper is to use a cell phone.
Dude, that, I laughed so fucking
like,
hard. Yeah.
He's like, what you smoking in there? So can I come in and get some of that? He's like, no, not. He's blowing out the window. The kitchen turns into a lizard, too. It's all...
The best band is when they do that talent, stage show, whatever the fuck it is, right?
I wasn't telling you.
Get in there, man.
No, he's got that Playboy Bunny outfit on, and he's got the fucking wig in front of his, like, you know, little skimpy Playboy fucking thing, and the wig's hanging out all over.
Mm-hmm.
And he's got, oh, dude, it's so fucking hilarious.
The only one I didn't really... Get Out of My Room was not very good.
Which one is the one starts off and Cheech is on the couch and it's all, oh, and then he goes to get up, right? And he steps in a fucking soggy bowl of Cheerios.
Yeah, that's Up in Smoke. Yeah. That's the first one. And that's when he picks up Chong and he hits that and he thinks it's a chick. But shit, man, you ain't no chick. What do you know, man? Can I get my stuff? Hey, fuck, how much stuff you got? Oh, we're parked in a bad spot, man. He's like, oh, don't take those, man. I almost gave you the wrong shit. He's like, I already took them, man.
What do you mean? Dude, no, you didn't. You just took the most ass I've ever seen anybody say.
Oh, shit.
Don't say that, man. Don't.
That neighborhood, they fucking go crazy like Pumpkinhead fucking ate too much ass. Like, how long does this shit last, man? I hope you're not busy for about a month. He's like, this shit is cool, man. Look at that, Jeff. Like, sir, can I see your license, please? Like, isn't it back there on the bumper, man? Look at his driver's license.
Oh, yeah.
Like, what's your name, sir? Like, isn't it on there on the license, man?
It's that thing you were talking about, improv thing on that Portland date?
Oh, I just improv that.
No, are they doing an improv thing, or
so.
Is it a stand-up
it's just
thing?
A stand-up.
We can do a team comedy bit. That counts as stand-up, right?
Yeah. Yeah. Duo. They have that actually, like, comic battles.
You ever see that,
They tell joke back and forth and see who gets the best.
Who's on first with, Andy Dick? And his comedy partner? Fucking Andy Dick decks him. He just punches him right in the face.
Andy Dick.